From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The push to legalize medical marijuana is gaining momentum in the Alabama legislature. The bill would allow people with certain health conditions to buy medical marijuana with a doctor's approval. To start this week's legislative wrap-up, Alabama Public Television's Don Daly tells WBHM's Gigi Duban there are a few sticking points where House lawmakers are concerned.
Regulation of medical marijuana continues to be a big concern for a lot of lawmakers. The commission, which would oversee not only the dispensaries, which would sell the medical marijuana, but the determining of who qualifies to be prescribed medical marijuana. And then, of course, there's the long-running concern over whether this legislation might be a gateway to increased recreational use of marijuana in the state. But slowly but surely, this legislation seems to be gaining a little bit of traction this year. It has a tougher road in the House because it's having to be vetted by two committees. The House Judiciary Committee this week approved the legislation. It now goes to the House Health Committee for the same vetting. And if it's passed there, then it would ultimately go to the House floor.
And worth noting, Don, it's pretty unusual for a bill to have to be approved by two separate committees before it's considered by the full House or Senate, yes?
It is an unusual move, and the fact that it's going through Judiciary and next Health raised some eyebrows, but because there have been so many questions raised on this issue in the House previously, leadership felt it should be vetted by two committees, maybe to reassure people.
Well, news this week of Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill's extramarital affair with a legal assistant at a Montgomery law firm caused a bit of a stir. Merrill says he won't run for elected office next year. He was expected to run for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Senator Richard Shelby. Don, what did lawmakers have to say about this?
Well, as you might imagine, it was a big topic of conversation at the State House on Thursday, the day after these revelations first surfaced. Governor Kay Ivey, of course, issued a statement on late Wednesday expressing concern over the news reports and citing poor decisions are never a good thing. The chairman of the state Republican Party also expressed a concern over the allegations. Lawmakers like Representative Wandalyn Gavan of Birmingham were saying on Thursday that the allegations, at least in her mind, raised serious questions about John Merrill's ability to continue to lead as Secretary of State. The allegations came as a bombshell to many, and John Merrill, of course, has said that he intends to round out his tenure as Secretary of State.
And we should add there are questions now around whether there will be any sort of an investigation into whether Merrill used state resources to carry out this affair, and that's still unclear. Let's take a deep breath, Don. There was a debate over yoga in schools in the state Senate this week. Yoga, to a lot of people's surprise, is banned in Alabama schools, and efforts to lift that ban have failed in previous years. Can you bring us up to speed on what happened this week?
Well, first of all, great pun on taking a deep breath. I love it. The yoga bill continues to advance, and this is a bill that Representative Jeremy Gray of Opelika, who is a former professional football player and practicer of yoga himself, he's been pushing this bill for several years running. It's been passed by the House, and this week it cleared another legislative hurdle in getting out of a Senate committee, which next sends it to the Senate floor. Representative Gray says it's all about health and well-being for kids in Alabama public schools. He was surprised to learn a while back that public schools banned yoga over 20 years ago amid concerns, among other things, of its ties to Eastern religions. And that is a point that has come up in the ongoing debate over this bill. But Representative Gray says he's feeling good, that the bill seems to be gaining momentum, and that his message about health and well-being are getting through to a majority.
Don, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Gigi, always a pleasure.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's State House news most Fridays during the legislative session.